Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. First of all, I'd just like to say, sorry, I have a bit of the sniffles here. I have a little cold. I hope we're at the end of being sick in this house because we've just been one after another sick and it's time for it to be over. So I'm sorry you might hear some sniffles on the way. I try not to edit out anything to make it feel unnatural because I like to think of this as sitting down and having a conversation with another fellow mama. So I will probably not edit out all the little sniffles that will happen in this episode. So bear with me and sorry that, you know, you gotta deal with this. But it's okay. We'll be okay. Life happens. And sometimes we don't feel all that great. So you're gonna have to just bear in with me. Anyways, today we are going to have an interesting episode that I didn't think we were going to be talking about this. But it was really inspired by my children, like a lot of the things that happen here. But just to give you a little backstory, we are moving in 1 week from today. And it's been a little crazy packing up our house. We're moving far away from where we are now. And just, you know, packing up life after a nice chapter of living here. And our kids have been very adamant that they really, really want us to go on a camping trip. Now, they know how crazy things have been, and they know that that means we have to get everything done before. And they were willing to do whatever needed to be done in order for us to be able to go on a camping trip. Now, every year in the summer vacation, we try and go on a camping trip, and I think it has happened every year. Yeah, pretty much. Last year, it was a whole week that we went on a camping trip, and they were very adamant that we have to go on a camping trip. Now, it really made me think, like, what's the big deal with this camping trip? Why is it so fun for them? There are other things that we could do on a vacation. But there was something about them wanting to just be there. They said, we want to sleep in the outside, and we want to see the stars, and we want to... They like taking tools. They take like a little toolbox and they think that they're building a whole whatever. When they're out there, they take like hammers and they dig up things and they build little things. And they wanted to be completely immersed in that. And as we were packing and I was hearing them begging us to be able to please go on a camping trip, which I hope we will either be leaving today or tomorrow if everybody's feeling well. As I'm hearing them begging, it really made me think, like, what's so great about this going into nature for them? And not only what's so great about it, but how can we incorporate that in little pieces in our daily life and not just wait for a camping trip and summer vacation, especially if you might be moving and you might not be able to be going on a camping trip. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why it's so important to actually connect with nature. We're going to talk about why it's important to connect, and then we'll also talk about different ways that you can incorporate nature into your daily life. You might be a complete nature junkie, like I am, or maybe you can't stand being outside. It doesn't really matter where you are on the spectrum. You're going to want to hear this because there might be things that you didn't know that are so significant about nature and really making it a part of your life. And there's a way for everyone to do it. Now, before we start, I want you to just imagine planting a tree. We all know from kindergarten what kind of environment that tree needs in order for it to blossom and to flourish, right? We know that it needs water. We know that it needs the right soil. We know that it needs sunlight. We know that it needs these certain things in order for it to blossom. Now, imagine if we take away one of those elements. If we take away the water, we know that our tree is not going to grow. It's so clear to us that if we don't give the tree water, or if we don't give it the right soil, it's going to start looking sad and lifeless, and it's not going to be able to grow. Now, why is it not so clear to us how much our environment impacts us? We also are growing beings who need the right conditions, the right surroundings, in order for us to be able to really blossom and flourish just like the tree. If you didn't hear the episode about our society's obsession with self, go back to that episode because we talked there a little bit about our own needs and how we all have basic needs in order for us to be able to grow, like connection, safety, calm, fun. You know, there are things that we need in order for us to be able to grow. A lot of the work that I actually do with my clients is about understanding those elements. What in my surroundings, in those elements that I need in order for me to grow, do I have in my life? What things I need to work on a little bit more? And those things really have such a big impact on how we show up in this world. So let's put that on one side about really checking our environment and what things we need in order to grow, and if we have all that. And if not, what do we need to do to be able to have all the things that we need to grow? All right, that's a whole nother thing. Anyways, let's get back. Let's get back to nature. So research actually shows that nature has unbelievable effects on us. Even a small plant inside your home can impact stress levels and anxiety levels in unbelievable ways. So let's just think about it also for a minute, how life used to be very different. It used to be a very natural part of life to be out in nature, whether you were going down to the river to wash your clothes, or maybe you were walking through the forest to gather wood for fire at night, or to cook your meal. It was just natural to be in nature. People just were in nature more. And today, in our modern day, things have changed immensely. You could literally stay in your house and never leave, like ever. You can order food to your house. You can send out whatever you need. Like, you really don't have to leave your house. We saw what that was like during lockdown, right? Wasn't so far away. Kind of recent. And I'm sure that it's not so enticing to any of you to just stay in your house and never leave. But theoretically, it could happen. With modern life becoming more urban, and with the average person spending over 90% of their lives indoors, things have changed. Now, that's crazy. Just listen again. Over 90% of our lives, the average person, is spent indoors. That's crazy. This change in lifestyle has tons of consequences. Now, I'm not a scientist, but you don't need to be one in order to see that there are so many new issues that we're facing that weren't issues, that weren't problems generations ago, like ADHD on the rise, obesity, and so many different things that come from these things. Stress levels, anxiety, depression, and so much more. And each one of these things that I rattled off right there, each one has so much of an effect on our relationships as well. Now, what does all this have to do with nature? Well, I believe, and science will back me up on this one, I believe that nature can help it all. See, research shows that bringing nature into your everyday life can benefit both your mental and physical well-being. It can. Here I go. I'm going to go through a list here, but there are so many more. It can improve your mood, reduce feelings of stress or anger, help you take time out and feel more relaxed, improve your physical health, improve your confidence and self-esteem, help you be more active, help you meet and get to know new people, connect you to your local community. It can reduce loneliness and so much more. I invite you to go and check out the research for yourself. To me, it's kind of like, yeah, kind of duh. I feel it all the time. Like, I can go out to nature and feel that shift in the energy. And talking about a shift in energy, I remember that a friend once told me when when one of my children was a baby. So she said to me, when your baby's crying and you can't get him to stop and you're not sure what's going on, it's not that, you know, like he just ate, he doesn't seem tired, or maybe he's tired and you can't get him to sleep and just something's not working. All you need to do sometimes is go outside and allow nature, allow the air to just have a shift in the energy. And I know it sounds kind of silly, but really it's very powerful in many different things that it can happen in life. Whether you have a fussy baby who you can't seem to calm down, or maybe you have a tantruming baby or toddler or child, or maybe you're feeling really angry with your spouse about something, many times just going out into nature, taking a few deep breaths in nature, and having that change of energy and change of environment can do so much. So I really encourage you to use that shift of energy. And since she told me that, I've really been paying a lot more attention to the shifts in mood in nature. And it's amazing, really amazing what can happen when you just go out, when you just are able to breathe in what's going on around us. There's something very meditative and relaxing and really transformational. There's even a term that's called forest bathing. I don't know if some of you have heard of this. The term emerged in Japan in the 1980s as a physiological and psychological exercise called, now I bet I'm not pronouncing this right, but it was called in Japanese, Shinrin-yoku, which is forest bathing or taking in the forest atmosphere. The purpose of forest bathing is really two different things. On the one hand, it allows us to have this like ecological antidote to the technical burnout that so many of us feel. And the other thing was to really inspire the people and the residents to reconnect with and protect the country's forests. Now, in our house, we like to go to sleep many times with relaxation music and nature sounds, but we have to make sure that we don't just get stuck in those YouTube videos and that we actually go out and hear the sounds and connect with nature. I actually have a funny story about that I was hiking with some of my students. Now, they weren't allowed to have phones on the hike, and I saw that one of my students took out her phone, and I said to her, hey, remember about the phones? And she said, yeah, but I love listening to nature sounds, so it really relaxes me when we walk through the forest. Now, that's great that she knows what's good for her and what she can listen to, but it just showed me what a disconnect we have. You're out in the nature. You don't need your phone. You're hearing the birds actually chirping in the trees. You don't need the phone. But we created such a disconnect in our society today, and that disconnect that we have from the world around us, it leads to a big disconnect within ourselves. So let's go a little deeper. There are so many things that our bodies and minds and souls absorb when we are in nature. Or as I like to say, everything we do forms our soul and our being inside of us. So when we're out in nature, it forms us in a certain way. So what kind of things do we learn when we're in nature? We learn to be present. We learn about natural processes that are happening in the world. You know, in our generation where everything is by the speed of a microwave, you want to eat something and you take it out of the freezer, you put it in the freezer, and within 20 seconds you have dinner. It's very hard for us to be able to recognize and to appreciate natural processes and to be able to have the patience to witness natural processes happening. In Judaism, observing and soaking in nature is thought of as bringing you to a place of connecting to the infinite. When you look up to the sky, you can learn a little bit of humility. You can understand your place in this whole huge world, and maybe you'll be able to see that the world doesn't revolve just around you. You're part of something so much greater, and that can bring so much humility and awe and respect and responsibility to yourself, to your being, just by going out into nature and really being able to absorb it in. Rabbi Nachman, who you all probably already know that I like to quote, he talks about how each strand of grass has its own special song in the world. And when we learn to listen to that song of nature, it can be transformative. You can learn how to see everything and every being in this world in a whole different way. There's even something called Perek Shira, which is the chapter of song, which teaches us to look at the world around us and learn something from each creature, what each creature in this world sings in the world. I believe that nature is one of the greatest self-development guides. When we just go out and we learn from each thing around us and we learn to really take in all the messages and all the amazing things that we can absorb from nature, it can really change us from the inside out. There's a reason why forest schools have become very popular in today's day, because it's so clear how soaking up all these nature benefits, it really can benefit us in so many different ways in our lives. So how can you incorporate nature in your life? We are going to say 12 easy ways to make nature a part of the way that you live and really make it a part of your life and a part of your family life. So number one is, okay, this one is kind of like of course that's something you could do. Number one is to start nurturing a small vegetable garden in your home. Now, you might have a place that you could actually have vegetables or fruit or whatever it is, have a small garden. You might live in an apartment and then you can nurture a really nice herb garden in your windowsill. It doesn't have to be something so grandiose, but just to have something that you're actually witnessing it growing and changing and going through the seasons of the year and you nurturing it and seeing how it changes, because that allows us to also be able to witness the people around us and see that they're going through different seasons of life. And it gives us the ability to really understand and live the fact that things have processes in life. And when it's something that's so close to us and that we care about, then we learn to care about other people's processes as well. So number one is to nurture some kind of garden. Number two is spread houseplants in your house. Have lots of houseplants. Bring the greenery in. Make it a part of your home and make it a thing that you do all together as a family. You could have, you know, each kid is in charge of a different plant. And with houseplants, start really easy. I decided, I think it was last year, that I wanted to have lots of new houseplants. And my husband went out and got me lots of houseplants. And I killed half of them within like the first month. So make it easy. Go and get the ones that will like almost never die. And just make it easy and really fun to have in the house. And just breathe in the nature even when you're inside. Number three. Choose to walk instead of drive. If you have to go somewhere and you know that it's close enough that you could walk, decide that you're going to walk, because not only do you get the exercise, but you also get to breathe in a little bit of fresh air. So that one is good, but also you can make it really simple. My great grandmother used to say that if you're taking the car somewhere, the least you could do is park it really far and walk to the place wherever you're going. So even if you're driving, try and park a little further. And oh, you might hear my son banging on the door because he wants to come in. Sorry about that. So even if you're parking your car, take those few minutes that you're taking from your parking spot and really just breathe in and be intentional about breathing in the environment around you. Number four is to add natural decor into your home. Bring nature into your home. Again, you could either find things when you're outside on adventures with your kids on walks and turn them into art in your home. You could take beautiful things from outside or things that seem really mundane and then turn them into beautiful things. It's kind of funny when you see, like, you know, in home decor places that they're selling like nice rocks or whatever. Like, just go out and get those rocks. Observe them in the nature. See that you could actually find those beautiful things just by observing and really appreciating what's around us. So you could find anything that's from, you know, natural material, or just really turn things outside into beautiful decor in your home. And again, that's an amazing thing that you could do with your kids, because you go out, you find it, and then you turn it into something beautiful in your home. Number five, natural scents. Bring nature smells into your home. And now there's so many different ways that you could do this. You could go outside and pick flowers. You can buy flowers. You can make your own cleaning products with natural ingredients and with a lot of citrus peels and have a really nice, natural, fresh, refreshing smell every time you clean your home. And you can also diffuse oils, which is really great in your home because not only does it have a great smell and you bring nature into your home in that way, but it also has great healing properties. Each oil is special in its own way. But really just, you know, you could start with simple ones. Lavender is great. I like all the citrusy also. My kids like those as well. There's so many different oils you can use. If you'd like an episode on essential oils in your home, let me know. We could do that as well. But just really using all your senses in order to bring nature into your home and into your daily life. Number six is to learn to celebrate sunrise or sunset. It depends where you live, if you could really see it. Sunrise, usually people are sleeping, again, depending where you're living. But at least where we live, sunset is definitely something that we can see. So really make it a point in your family that you like appreciate it and you go out and you see it and you see what different colors there are and see how the clouds changed today from yesterday, or just like really learn to celebrate it and learn to appreciate it and learn to recognize it as something beautiful in our lives. Number seven, create a quiet space outside, a kind of zen zone, whether you have your own garden or if it's in a public place, but create a beautiful place that is comfortable for you to sit in, for you to be able to have some quiet time outside in nature. And that's something that really is very important for you, for your family, for kids especially, to just really have a nice, quiet, comfortable, peaceful place that they could be and you can be outside to absorb all the great things that nature has. Number eight. Try a new outdoor activity. Just try it. Especially great if you try it with your husband and have some new renewal in your activities that you do together and your ways to connect. Go kayaking, rappelling, hiking, doesn't matter what it is, but just try something new. Push yourself a little bit outside of your comfort zone and go out in nature in a whole new, different way. Number nine, learn to open your curtains and windows. It's funny how it's very simple, but I know I've seen many people that they're not used to having their windows open and they're not used to, you know, we're so used to having so much artificial in our life, like artificial light, artificial air with air conditioning, with heating, with whatever, that we really can be very disconnected from nature. So learn to open up the window, learn to smell and recognize the smells that are coming in, whether it's freshly cut grass. I was just with students also and they had just cut the grass. They were like, ew, what's that smell? And I was like, look, they just cut the grass. Don't you smell the freshly cut grass? And they didn't even know what that smell was because we're so disconnected. Learning to smell the first rain, learning, you know, just the small things in life, in nature, we learn to be connected to when we actually allow it in, when we open up our curtains, when we know what the sun is like during the day. It allows us to connect with the present, to connect with ourselves, to connect with what's going on around us. And it helps us in so many ways, more than just having nice natural light in our room. Number 10, attract birds. Create a nice bird feeding something with your kids. Now, there are so many different ways that you could do this. You could either go out and get, you know, a nice wood little box that you could turn into a bird feeding box, or you could even just get a pine cone, fill it up with peanut butter and put some seeds on it and hang it up with a string outside. Now, when you have something that's attracting birds, you start learning which birds come when, which birds make what sound, which birds have what colors. There's so much that you could see and learn to be aware of and learn to be in awe of together with your kids. Number 11. Decide that you're going to have one date night a month out in nature. You can decide that you are going to do something together, whether it's just going on a walk, whether it's going to the beach, whether it's going on a hike. It doesn't matter what it is, but make sure you carve that intentional time in nature together at least once a month. Number 12, incorporate toys in your home that come from natural materials, whether it's just going out and cutting up a branch into many different pieces and then it becomes blocks, whether it's taking pine cones, whether it's having blocks that are made out of wood, whether it's whatever it is, but really just allowing ourselves and our children also to learn to enjoy natural, simple things without having to be stimulated by lots of lights and by lots of sounds and lots of different colors, just to really be aware of the beauty and the simplicity, the deep simplicity of nature and the gifts that it has to give us. So I think that's enough for today, but I want to send out lots of love to all of you out there. Enjoy whether you're in summer or winter vacation, or maybe not vacation at all, but go outside today, take in a few breaths, be aware of nature outside, and really allow yourself to transform from inside out when you're out in nature. Sending lots of love to all you mamas out there. Have a great day, great week, and we'll be back next week.